This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus. How much did your upbringing influence how you spend money? Maybe you had a frugal father or a spendthrift stepmom. Maybe your family experienced hard times. Maybe you never knew money troubles until you got out on your own. Every so often, we ask someone to tell us about how their family life shaped their financial life. Today, a comedian tells how she learned from her father to spend small and dream big.
My name is Carol Liefer. I am a comedian and comedy writer, and people would probably know me from writing for Seinfeld, Saturday Night Live, The Larry Sanders Show, Modern Family, currently Devious Maids. One of my favorite subjects to talk about, other than food, is really money. Because I was raised in a Jewish family and parents of the Depression. My dad was very, one would call it thrifty, others would call it cheap. You know, to me as a kid, to buy, like, drink Tropicana orange juice, that was like going to the Ritz Carlton, because my folks bought frozen orange juice. You know, my dad was like, it's the same thing, Carol. It's a quarter of the price. But of course, it was like, no, Dad, it's orange clumps of goo that mix with tap water that just become bigger, oranger clumps of goo. That's disgusting. My folks were very passionate about work. I call it TGIM people. Thank God it's Monday people. But not because work was a drudge it was because work is where you express yourself and is exciting. So my father was an optometrist, and he converted our garage into an optical office so he could see patients in the evening. So he was very into it, you know. But he dreamed about being a comedian. You know, he really wanted to do that. So it's great that when I had this dream, he was very encouraging to me. I remember coming home from my junior year in college when I auditioned at a comedy club, and I told my father that I had passed the audition. And the first thing my father said, besides, well, Carol, you got to strike while the iron's hot. You know, he said, Carol, stand-up is a big cash business, and you can't beat cash. And you know what? Lo and behold, he was right. Son of a gun. My dad's attitude about being thrifty has really stayed with me. It's kind of in my DNA now. You know, like we have, my partner and I have an 8-year-old son, and we were in the park the other day and they had a wishing well, and he wanted to throw a coin in the wishing well. And, you know, my partner gave him a quarter and I like hit the roof, you know, like pennies. It's pennies for wishing wells, people. So...
Want to hear other musicians, comedians, authors, and actors reflect on their childhoods and hard-learned money lessons? You can hear the entire series just by going to marketplacemoney.org, search for the words Family Finance.